Good afternoon, Sheridan. I'm Kim Sagdalen, bringing you your 3 o'clock news update. We'll give you the latest on the NHL GM meetings, as well as Sheridan community's reaction to the box office number one movie, Logan. But first, Greg Chisholm had the opportunity to speak with Evan Ungar, the Jumpman from Oakville.
Sheridan alumni Evan Ungar has quite the impressive resume. He's an entrepreneur, he's a Guinness Book of World Record holder, and now an Amazon best-selling author. I got to sit down with Evan just before the release of his new book, Make the Decision, From Goal Setting to Goal Getting.
It's a goal setting book. It's basically how to go from goal setting to goal getting. A lot of our generation have big dreams, big goals, but they don't execute. And not only that, but they don't have the attention span to go sit and learn and take themselves through all the big self-help and success. So I've worked with a lot of very successful people, very wealthy people. They're very well established. And what I've done is I've taken the steps that they've taught me and the steps that I've used in my experience to gain my success, and I've broken them down into 10 easy read chapters they're not buffed up with stories and with jazz and that stuff. It's straight to the point. It's an easy read, and they give you in each chapter a decision that you need to make in order to get to your goal. So if you have a goal in mind, you start the book. By the end of the goal, you should have your plan in order to actually get there.
What is next for you after the book? Is it another book? Is it more records?
We're definitely going to break another record this year. There's no question. I'm going to break another world record this year. It's going to be for the single leg box jump. And that's coming soon. I feel it. So,
how high are you planning to go?
The current record's 39 inches. And I've done 52, but keep that under wraps, because that's a serious breaking of the record. So I don't know where I'll break it at, if I'll do 52 or if I'll go higher, but at least that mark, yeah.
What motivates you to keep breaking records?
I think limits motivate me. And people set limits all the time, and that's their belief. But when someone tells me, wow, that's amazing, no one's ever going to beat it, that right there fires me up. Like, let's go, I'm going to beat it. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, people saying you can't is what often makes me say I will. But I think that me just pushing myself, I'm very competitive by nature, and you know, having these goals to hit is self-motivating. And I look at it as a challenge, and if I can do it, then it's my own reward.
This is Greg Chisholm for 90.7, The Den.
Thanks, Greg. More news from the NHL managers meeting. Flames GM Brad Trey Living says his group discussed the idea of a 3-point win, while veteran GM Lou Lamoriello says he wants to remove the loser point. In other news, Donald Trump signed a revised travel ban, which now excludes Iraq from the banned countries. And in entertainment, Logan topped the weekend box office. Our own Greg Chisholm spoke to the Sheridan community for their take on the Marvel film.
This is Greg Chisholm, and I'm out here talking to Sheridan students about their love of Hugh Jackman and his portrayal of Wolverine in the final chapter of the X-Men series, Logan. So what did you think about Logan?
I like the movie, to be honest with you. But I thought of all the X-Men movies, it's one of the better ones. I felt no permanence in the ending or in any of like kind of the decisions they made towards the end. But I still recommend it, and I still thought it was a good movie to watch.
I don't know. Personally, I quite liked Hugh Jackman as a Wolverine. What comes next with the character and the evolution of Wolverine Seed, just to see what comes next. And as a whole, I love Hugh Jackman as a Wolverine. I've loved him from the get-go, from when I first saw him. I'm really excited to see what comes out of the movie Logan and to see how he has evolved in any way, if he has at all. And yeah, I'm just really excited to see what comes next.
Am I going to miss Hugh Jackman as Wolverine? Definitely I will, because I feel like he's the only one that could really play that role in that manner. He has the look for it. He has the acting skills for it. He's just great overall.
So what was your reaction to the final Wolverine movie, Hugh Jackman's last send-off?
It was amazing. It was crazy. I didn't expect the movie to go the route that I thought. I thought the trailer was just all hype. But it lived up to the hype. And it was amazing.
Thank you very much.
This is Greg Chisholm for 90.7, The Den.
Awesome work, Greg. That's all the news we have for you today. Thanks for listening.